Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Pam Jones. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am, thank you. Just hoping with this hurricane stays away.
No kidding. Well, let's hope for the best there. We've got some good stuff to talk about. You were with Cooperative Extension. Cooperative Extension involved in the Harvest Festival that's coming up. Let's talk about the Harvest Festival and your participation in that if we can today, Pam.
Well, the Harvest Festival will be held for the 41st time in Yadkinville coming up September 16th, which is a Saturday. It's very much a family affair. It will be held from 10 to 4 p.m. in downtown Yadkinville. And Cooperative Extension has several things going on. As you know, we work with the farmers market in Yadkinville. And the market vendors, quite a few of them, instead of being at their regular location, will be at the Harvest Festival. So please stop by and take advantage of the opportunity to buy some locally grown produce, meet the farmers. Farmers, ask them how it's grown. A wonderful opportunity to be introduced to the farmers market in Yadkinville if you've never gone there. Another way we are involved is the Yadkin County Master Gardener Volunteers will have a booth. And we will have a youth activity for youth 12 and under. We will have the supplies and teach them how to make a dish garden. We will have live plants and little things that they might decorate their little dish garden with, and then they get to take that home with them. That is free. Again, it's for youth that are 12 and under. That was a big hit last year, to the point that all the supplies were gone before all the children were gone, so we're going to try to be better prepared this year.
Okay, you got a hit on your hand, so you're going to make sure you're ready for it this time.
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
Yes, absolutely. And also, the Beautification Committee, which is headed by Cooperative Extension and other community groups, will have a booth talking about what we can do in Yadkin County to keep our county more beautiful.
Terrific.
So stop by, pick up some of their materials, maybe get on their email list for updates in the future.
So the date on the Harvest Festival is September 16th in downtown Yadkinville. That's correct?
That is correct.
And the Cooperative Extension heavily involved in that. You guys are going to be really busy leading up to it and that day, of course. Our guest is Pam Jones. Pam is with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM. Pam, last we talked to, we were talking about Master Gardener classes. Tell us where we are on that.
Well, unfortunately, we did not get enough students, so I am putting a shout out for those who have told me they're interested in becoming a Master Gardener volunteer. Mm-hmm. We need at least 10 people from Davie and Yadkin combined. We have wonderful groups already in place, and we just want to add to those. If you love gardening, if you want to give back to your community through gardening community service, who knew there was such a thing?
Yeah.
But there is. We go into the schools and do some gardening programs. There has been discussion of doing some landscaping around the county at some of the public sites, and then those being maintained by the Master Gardeners. But we need trained volunteers to do that. So I have postponed the class until early 2018.
Okay.
So if you're interested in the class, please call me for more information. And you can call the Yadkin Extension Office at 336-849-7908 for more information. I'd love to hear from you.
Let's whet their appetite a little bit here. Pam, tell me a little bit about what's involved in becoming a Master Gardener. What's the process, the training process?
Well, it's a commitment, I will say that. And you come to class. You receive over a number of weeks, 40 hours of instructional time, and that not only helps you as a, you know, personally as a gardener, but
sure.
that certifies you and allows you to have the tools you need to answer questions in the community. And so, for example, at the Yadkin Valley Harvest Festival, the Master Gardeners who are there may be answering some lawn questions while they're helping the children with the dish gardens. But we go out in the community after we have the classroom instruction and volunteer. And then each year, you get more continuing education. Now, that might sound like a burden, except you're doing something that you love.
Absolutely.
With a group of people who are like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's not a social group as such, it becomes that. It becomes
sure.
a fun group of friends who enjoy helping out in their community about something that they are passionate about.
And I know, too, at the festivals, the Master Gardeners are always quite popular because it's fascinating how many questions people do have. And when you get to share information that you have, it's a great feeling, and it's a good thing to pass that along to more people.
And one of our goals is to teach young people, you know, to be better stewards of the environment, how to grow their own food, and the fact that they can grow their own food, that potatoes make French fries,
mm-hmm.
and they are sold at a fast food restaurant, but a farmer had to grow those potatoes first. And so, you know, we really try to connect the food on a child's plate in their heads, you know, back to the farm.
It's a terrific program, and I hope more people will call and get involved in that program for you. Pam Jones is our guest. Pam's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Before I let you go today, Pam, I want to talk about something that we all seem to have continuing questions about, and that's about our lawn. My fescue lawn, when's the time to reseed, about fertilizing, that sort of thing. Can you help us out there?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I have a wonderful publication that has every bit of this information in it, and it is available free to you online. It is from the NC State University Turf Department, and you can locate this publication, and it doesn't matter whether you have cool season lawns like fescue
mm-hmm.
or warm season lawns. It is all covered in this publication.
Wow, terrific.
The name of the publication is Carolina Lawns,
mm-hmm.
and it's available online at the Turf Files, and that's TURFFILES website for NC State. You can Google it, and or you can just do NC State Turf, and it will come up. If you can't find it that way, you can always pick up a hard copy of it from the Extension office.
Terrific. So that will answer a lot of questions, and you'll have it there to refer back to.
Absolutely. A lot of clients, myself included, like to have a hard copy to highlight,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it has a maintenance calendar in here. Now is the time to seed your fescue lawn
and
to fertilize it and to aerate it before you begin either of those processes, and it will tell you how to do that. And it also has a wonderful list, Danny, of fescue varieties
that have been tested
in North Carolina and proven to grow well here.
And always a good idea for homeowners to get a soil test, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I preach soil tests first this time of year. They are free,
mm-hmm.
except for the postage that it requires for you to mail them in. You get your supplies at the Extension office,
right.
and we tell you, if you've never done one before, we tell you how to take the test.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get your soil report back, if you don't understand it, we're there to help you understand the recommendations based on your personal soil report. And actually, I can pull it up from anywhere on my email. You don't even have to drive down to the Extension office. We love to see you, but if you're just too busy, give me a call and say, you know, I don't understand this. Can you pull it up and let's talk about it?
And that soil test is well worth the tiny amount of time it takes to do it, because it'll tell you what type of fertilizer you need, if you need to lime, and because it's not a one size fits all in our part of the country here.
Absolutely not. And it just breaks my heart to have a client, which happens, to say, I have been trying to get this lawn established for 10 or 20 years. And my first question always is, have you done a soil test? And usually the answer is no. I said, okay, that's going to save you time and lots of money in the long run.
You just make them feel bad right off the bat, don't you?
I do. But then I tell them how we can fix it and tell them that they will be saving money. And then the frown turns to a smile.
Absolutely. Our guest, Pam Jones. Pam, remind us, it's September 16th for the Harvest Festival. Festival, and you will be out in full force, the Cooperative Extension folks there that day, right?
Absolutely. Please come by our booths. We'll have more than one, and bring your lawn questions, your fall gardening questions, and we'll be glad to help you out.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and that number, if they can contact you once again, please, at the office here.
That is 336-849-7908.
Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Office. Pam Jones, thank you for sharing time with us today and all the great information, and I look forward to talking to you again soon down the line.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.